If there's one thing that we all know about me, it's that I'm constantly fixating on my health.
We know, baby. We know.
It's like I'm always trying a new thing. I'm trying a new diet, a new workout, a new gadget. Just trying to find out what really works and what's fact versus fiction.
Yeah, and I'm constantly researching, usually for Taryn to look up some new illness or ailment and try to calm her down. But also, since being in my 30s, I'm really focused on getting my health in tip-top shape, realizing how I eat and how I move is going to affect me, not just right now, but 10, 20 years down the road. And with us wanting to have a baby this year, health is just more important than ever to us. So all of this research has finally led to something good. Let us introduce you to the Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast. With the help of world-leading scientists, they help you make smarter health choices every week.
And you don't have to take our word for it. Avid podcast fan Stephanie left an Apple review that says, "The Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast is a life-changing, science-based, myth-busting podcast that's a must-listen for anyone who eats food and wants to understand how it affects their body."
If you're ready to join millions of others like Stephanie transforming their health, then search for Zoe Science and Nutrition wherever you listen to podcasts.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, I'm your inner dream monologue, and you're fast asleep, so I'll be quick. Great job using the Colgate Optic White Overnight Teeth Whitening Pen before bed. When used as directed, it gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 7 days. So, while I fly and talk to animals, you're removing teeth stains with ease. Sweet dreams. And when you wake up, keep on living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Did I sound my teeth?
No, I'm Let's try to be under an hour.
Yeah, for sure. Let's make it quick and fun and feisty.
Let's make this shit quick and dirty, girls.
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 Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Hello and welcome to Staying Up with Cammie and Taryn. I'm Cammie.
And I'm Taryn. And every night we get to have a sleepover, but every week we get to invite you to join us. And you get to be with us while we do it. And so that is what's up. Staying up.
Exactly. Exactly what she said. You know. Ditto to all of it.
It do be what it do be.
Yes.
How are you, love bug?
I'm good. I saw that. I think you reposted it on our Instagram.
Big dog?
Big dog.
That's what I reposted today.
No, I didn't. No, you, the one you sent me.
Oh, yeah.
No, somebody was watching the podcast and thought our intro, we said Karen and Tammy.
Tammy and Karen.
Yeah.
I do feel like you would be Tammy and I would be Karen.
Of course, because Karen sounds like Taryn with a K.
No, but Tammy
and Tammy Karen sounds like Cammy with a T.
It's not about that.
What's it about?
I'm telling you to sit back and think. Think about your life. Close your eyes.
I would never be Karen.
Close your eyes. I would also never be Karen, but I'm just more only Karen. Two names to choose from.
If one of us is Karen, it's you.
Sit down. I mean, close your eyes.
I'm sat.
Close your eyes.
Okay.
Think about your life. Think about your childhood, your memories.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that time at granddad's house.
Both my grandpas were dead before I was alive.
Think about that time at Auntie Bobby's house.
There you go. Okay.
That's a real person, Aunt Bobby.
Yeah, it is. Sorry, my eyes were open. Continue.
When you see yourself from the outside, what do you see? Do you see, "Hey, Tammy, it's time for supper," or Karen, it's time for supper"?
I see Tammy because it sounds so similar to Cammie.
That's not the point of the exercise. I just took you on a shaman guided experience.
I know, but I'm saying if I hear it, I'm like, that sounds like my name.
Whatever,
if I heard
bro.
Karen, I'd be like, that's the neighbor.
Whatever, bro.
Whatever, bro. How are you, baby?
You know what? I'm pretty good. I am having a nice little thought to myself. Well, I had this thought and I haven't shared it with you yet.
Mm.
But so PP's yesterday, my mom had a procedure done. She's totally good, but had a procedure done and I babysat my niece while this happened and Cammie went to the doctor with my mom.
Yeah.
Took a few hours, really sweet. Then they came home and my older niece, who's 7 and a half, yeah. seven or something.
A little over seven.
She was obsessed with wanting to play, but like a very specific thing. She wanted to play backyard baseball.
Yeah.
And I was just not in
it. You didn't want to do
it. I was so tired after watching that baby, which.
Yeah, did it make you question having a baby? You seemed a little worried.
I didn't question having a baby. I just think I don't like babies as much as I like kids. And I think you really like babies.
I love babies.
But I think I really like kids.
Okay, so I'll handle baby and then I'll pass it on to you.
Yeah, no. When they're kids. I'm coming here to tell you that I'm staying at my parents'.
Once we have a baby.
Until
they're like six. They're
eight.
Oh, what?
I'm joking.
Okay.
But
I'll see you in a decade.
No, it did scare me a little bit. Not scare me out of it, but just like was very.
Yeah, like this is exhausting.
It's exhausting not and easy. It's constant. Like aside from the time where they're taking a nap, which even while they're taking a nap, I'm so fucking anxious. I'm like, dude, is she okay? Well, they're not allowed to be on their belly or they're supposed to be on their belly.
It's I think it'll wear off. I think like the constant having to overthink it goes away because it becomes second nature.
I believe for my brain it will not wear off, but that's okay. And I still want to do it and we're still going to do it.
Good to hear. Good to hear.
But the whole thing I'm trying to say is that my niece really wanted us to play backyard baseball. And I was just like, dude, Mia, I do not want to play right now. It was like kind of raining. It was like, I'm not trying to do this. There's dog poop all over my dad's little golf section of the backyard
where
we're playing. I was just like, ugh. Like you couldn't clean it up. It was like the melty dog poop.
Ew.
I know. Buddy, our dog, that my mom's dog, Buddy, always has poopy problems.
Your mom's dog.
Well, I was going to say, I said our dog, but it's not.
It's like a family dog.
It's a family dog.
Until he has runny shits and it's just so, my mom's dog.
So I'm standing outside with Mia. I finally say, okay, we'll play. We're standing outside and the look on her face before she hit the ball. I was pitching her these like golf balls that had holes in them.
So focused.
So happy.
So cute. Like, we were playing with the golf clubs earlier and I was like, she was pitching to me and I was like, I'm kind of scared of you.
She
was so happy that I was scared.
She was like just having the absolute time of her life.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, Taryn, this is literally all you've ever wanted is to be dragged outside to play games with your kid.
Yeah,
she's not my kid, but it was practice.
But it makes you be like, I'm not going to say no.
And then I got,
I want this.
Fully was like, okay, let's go. There were innings. There were like, we had ball strikes and you could run, you could steal, you could, it was like a whole, we just totally committed. But it was so sweet because I, it's just one of those moments where you're like, man, you don't realize that like you're living what you want.
Yeah.
So often, like you're living your actual dream.
Yeah.
And then you like let your stupid little stressful day-to-day shit get in the way from being like, wait, this is it.
It makes you forget that's what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, we need to just be trying to remind ourselves all the time that like, this is actually what we've always wanted.
That's really sweet.
So anyway, then I had a great time with her. It was very fun.
Good. That's a very sweet thought you had to yourself. I had a crazy thought to myself.
Uh-oh. Peekaboo.
I have to talk about simulations. I know we got off of it. Like, I know we talked about it several times, like episode 20, 25, somewhere
early
around
on
there.
In our staying up career, we did talk about it, but let's
do it. And you were like, we have to stop because it was freaking you out. I just have to bring it back for this. I think I cracked the code to life and why we are all here.
You're freaking me out.
I know. It's pretty crazy. Okay.
Do you actually believe this?
Kind of, yeah. You'll see.
Your eyes are really glowing. In a way that is like giving,
it's giving like Mia playing baseball. I'm so excited.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. So I was thinking like, it's really sad, the food chain of like, we all eat.
What's bigger, littler than us.
It's just sad. It's like, why do we have to.
Tell me what's sad.
That we have to kill to like sustain life. And it's like, it just is what it is.
It is what it is.
And we've accepted it. It's really, really sad. So then I was thinking, what if the purpose of the human simulation is to see how we do when we remove that threat? Like, no one eats us. We are the top of the food chain.
Okay.
We don't.
Baby, you didn't see this on TikTok. You just found this in your own mind.
No, this was in my brain. I know.
What the actual
fuck? I know.
How'd you get here?
I don't know. I was showering, and I feel like weird thoughts always come in my head when I'm showering. But it was literally. Something popped from like, I don't know. It doesn't matter how I got here. It just got here.
I'm with you.
So yeah, I was like, what if there, like, the food chain was like an actual chain, like it came in a circle. Like, we don't really fight for
chains
survival.
Don't come in circles.
No, I'm saying, like, what if it was like a bracelet chain? Like, what if it was actually like a loop? Okay. Instead of it being like a food pyramid, a food chain like that.
Okay.
Imagine it connected.
Food pyramid.
Not the food pyramid.
Not the food pyramid.
You got your grains.
You got your grains.
You got your veg.
Okay. So imagine it's a food pyramid.
That makes more sense though, actually.
Yeah,
anyways.
Yeah, I hear you.
But I was like, imagine there was a time where that didn't exist. And then let's say whoever runs a sim, is like, let's see if we can create a world where if we remove that threat, mm-hmm. if there's balance in the world and if everything's okay. And they keep running these sims and we keep fucking it up because they're like, okay, there's no threat. No one kills them. Now they're just killing each other. Okay, we took out this threat. Like, there's always something wrong. We're doing something crazy all the time. Where maybe it was like someone said one day, wait, why do we have to kill each other to survive? Why do the tigers have to eat the elk and the elk have whatever?
Yeah.
However the fucking food chain works.
Yes.
And what if they were like, well, because that's how it keeps everything in order and in line. And they're like, no, let's try it. Let's run a simulation and see if we can find a way where if we remove the threat, the beings exist and they're okay. And we're not. We keep ruining it.
But what could we do to win?
Not kill each other, not do bad things, but we get bored. And then instead of like, there's no threat, we don't have to we're not worried about whatever, the lion eating us. So then we're like, war. Let's buy a bunch of shit. We're bored. Like, we just get too bored. If we are too safe in our survival, they're anxious. Why are they anxious? No one's killing them. I don't know. They're just anxious. Bobby got a D. He's anxious.
Dude, Bobby does it all.
Bobby does it all. But you know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
but isn't that crazy that it was like, let's fix this problem of like, we have to kill each other.
It sounds
like
you're
animals.
Doing a spoken word right now. The way that you you went and just
we kill each other. Eat you, me.
You meat.
meat. Shake.
Chocolate shake.
Kill each other. But isn't that interesting?
Kill
where it's
your
like,
brother.
Oh my god!
And your mother.
No, oh, sad.
Not your cousin.
Fuck your cousin. But isn't that interesting? It's
yeah.
Like,
it makes me think you should write like a. You should play out this theory.
Okay.
In like you should. Okay.
Okay.
For a fun little project
just
for yourself,
a little exercise.
Write a short story called "Top of the Food Chain."
The food pyramid.
Food pyramid. And just play out what happens in this world.
Well, is what's happening in this world.
No, hon, okay. Now you've lost the plot.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
I know that
is
what you're saying.
We're in a sim and we are trying to remove the food chain because why can't we all just live in peace? And those simulation runners are going,
no, honey.
It just hasn't worked. We're trying. We're trying to make it work. But as soon as we remove the threat, they create threat.
Okay, honey, what I'm asking of you is that before you start saying that this is what's happening, which is what you just did here to our fellow PPs in our community and the people who trust us.
Oh, why do I need to write the fiction?
Because you need to talk about what would happen if it didn't happen.
If what did happen?
If we won, what would winning look like? I'm not saying write it now, and I'm telling you to take this as a thing.
Yeah.
And post it on the Patreon. A short story.
But it has to be written in slam poetry form.
Sick. Wow. Yeah. I like that that's where your brain's at in the shower.
Yeah. It goes everywhere.
You know where my brain is in the shower? Do you think it's too hot in here? I wonder if I could die.
Oh, that's so not surprising to me. But yeah, I'm glad I was able to bring you a little tidbit this week from my own brain and not from TikTok. I do, however, have something from TikTok.
Tell me,
may
love.
May I share?
Tell me.
You may have seen this, so if you have,
I just heard you swallow. That was crazy. Are you nervous?
I need you to fess up if you've already heard this because it will ruin
the
whole process.
Okay.
What do 2 and 7 have in common?
I've not heard this.
Oh. Okay.
Is this a joke?
What do 2 and 7 have in common? I'm just asking you. It's a simple question. What do 2 and 7 have in common?
They don't have any of the same letters. They're not the same number. They are 5 apart. That's what they have in common. They're five apart from each other.
Okay. You passed and failed because I think TikTok is trying to make everyone think that they are on the spectrum and are neurodivergent.
Yeah.
And they keep convincing me.
Okay.
But I know that they're trying to do that.
Okay.
So the answer is that they say, what are non-neurodivergent people called again? What's it called?
Oh, it's like...
Not atypical. Wait.
No.
What is it called?
Don't go atypical on me. You just...
That's the show.
Triggered me.
It's literally the show about it.
I mean atypical. Whatever. I'll get back to that.
Yeah. Wait.
It's called like... You're
not... Whatever.
Neurotypical. Yes.
Is that what it's called?
Freaking dur.
Oh, my God. Okay. Anyways.
Neurotippy.
Yeah. Apparently, the simple answer
that
neurotypical people say is that they're numbers. That's what they have in common. 2 and 7 are both numbers.
Okay.
But if you're neurodivergent, you assume like, well, everyone already knows that. You wouldn't be asking me that if that was the answer. You're like, some people have said they look alike or like they, like to me, I think they look alike.
It's feeling like these should be opposite.
No.
That the neurodivergent person would say the obvious thing because they're not.
No, because neurodivergent people like a lot of context and they know. Huh. I don't know. But that's what everyone's saying. And immediately when they asked the question, I was like, obviously, it's obvious that they look alike. Like, that is the answer.
I get that. They've got the little swoopy on the left. Yeah,
but that doesn't. That's besides the point. And they're like, no, obviously, it's because they're numbers. And I was like, well, too obvious.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you did just say two things. And yeah. I should have said numbers.
Yeah, but...
But I honestly think my answer was better.
I did think that too. I also had that thought. I'm like, well, 5. Because like...
Yeah.
5 plus 2 is 7. So... And then they're apart.
10, 2
5 plus... came up in my head as well. I agree.
Anyway.
Yeah. But anyways, cool. I just thought that that was interesting. And I am sick of TikTok trying to diagnose me and everybody else.
Well, you might not have to be sick for much longer because it might be gone.
What?
The bill passed.
Oh, but did it? It like didn't.
It did. The bill passed that says that it could ban TikTok.
Yeah, but they won't.
The only reason they won't is if ByteDance sells the U.S. version of TikTok.
I thought you were trying to say Biden and you said it. ByteDance. I was like, what?
Mr. ByteDance. That's the only reason it won't go away for us.
Okay, well.
As if China and the U.S. work something out where they sell us a.
But I was listening to a podcast and it said that China doesn't run, it's in Texas that runs all the TikTok intellect for the U.S. Like, they've already separated that.
But it's still a China-owned company.
So fucking let them own the company.
That's not happening. The bill passed where that's not happening.
I will have no life. I will have nothing to do with my life.
I do worry about what you would become.
You should worry.
What you would think about.
I'd have to go to Instagram Reels. I'm not going to watch those.
It's so crazy that there's a real generational break between people that watch Reels and people that watch. Everyone my age and up are watching Reels.
Really?
And... Well, our age, it starts to split.
I don't know anyone who watches Reels except for a couple of my older friends will send me Reels. And then I'm like, what are you doing?
Well, I don't want to drop names, but we know some people. I think my brother watches Reels. He said, I don't know if the same thing happens on TikTok, but da, 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 da. It's like,
wow,
they're really watching Reels.
People are really out here watching them.
Really?
Really.
Are you feeling happy lately? Can we do a little check-in before we talk about what we're
going to
talk about?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
I'm feeling...
You seem pretty happy.
Yeah, I'm feeling really good. I think this last period kind of took it out of me, but I wasn't really good on my medication, so that was the whole thing. But yeah, I think I feel pretty good.
Good.
Yeah, I'm nesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really... Baby's top of mind at all times right now.
Dude, you guys should see Cammy with a baby. Peepees. It's fucking... The cutest thing you've ever seen in your entire life. She is so made for it.
I really do feel
you're so good at being with a baby.
I've felt excited. I've never felt I was good at being with a baby. But lately, these last, 5 years, I have felt this, incredible need to be a mom. It's so weird. Yeah. I'm like, it feels very like maternal.
Yeah.
Something just went like weird. Like a chemical was released and it was like, must be mother.
So weird. At the Angel City game, there was like two boxes to the left of ours.
Mm-hmm.
I could, you know, like the seating's kind of weird. It's not like traditional, like stadium seating. So like you can hear people's conversations a lot more, I feel like, because we kind of have more space. You know what I mean?
Yeah. There's not like a row of people that you're like, can only hear and see the person.
It's
next
like
to
you're
you.
In these little 2x2 boxes.
There's like clusters of people.
It's like little clusters. So all this to say, I wasn't even trying to eavesdrop. It was just that like you can hear shit.
Would you hear?
Things
baby?
Are top. Nothing
it's okay.
crazy.
No one's judging you.
Nothing's
you
crazy. But there was a baby on the Jumbotron. The baby looked really cute, and everybody was like, "Oh my god, the baby!" And then two ladies to the left of me was like, "You guys, look at this baby! Come here!"
Was it the baby with the glasses?
Yes.
Thick glasses. Yeah.
That baby got us all.
I heard that lady go, look at the baby.
But she was like literally gathering her little gaggle of wit ladies, like being like, hurry. And I had that exact thought during it. I was like, it is kind of weird that like at some age, it feels like this weird little, a lot of women love babies all of a sudden.
Yeah. I mean, I would love to look into some studies on it because I know that there are, that it is just like an innate biological thing that like we are created to crave for to like help children.
So weird.
Yeah. I feel like that I can – obviously not everyone has that. And I think especially in a modern day when it's like women don't have to just carry children and be moms has made people – I think maybe it's not innately in everyone and people had to like force wanting that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so nice now that you don't have to unless you are wanting to do that.
We've gotten dinner recently with like a couple different lesbian couples and like people that are generally the same age as us too. Mm-hmm. And it's really been cool to hear how differently people think of this time in their life.
Yeah.
Like one couple was like, we are not having kids. It was the first question we asked on like our date when we were on a date. Like, I wanted to make sure that was... You know, we both felt that way. And then other people are like, oh, absolutely. We want to start by this date. It's like just been cool to see now that we're all at the age that I think we all thought we would have had kids by now.
Yeah.
Based on like the standards when we were 15.
Yeah. I'll be pregnant by 21.
Literally. So I thought that was cool. We also had a really cool conversation, Peepees, at dinner. There was like a couple newer friends, some people we met. And then some of our like existing good friends. And we were all just talking about relationships and how like in lesbian couples, there's like very often like how are we talking about it? Like the split. The split between how the couples fight.
Oh, yeah.
Was such a funny conversation.
Yeah.
I can't. But we all agreed. You remember what it was? It was like.
Someone is like the
petty one that goes for the throat.
Oh, I don't know that everyone agreed. I think it was more of like, there's like the passive aggressive person.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the like overly like intense person that people have experienced. Yeah.
It was just funny that like.
And they're like the femme's always the intense one and the less femme one's always a passive aggressive one.
The less femme one is always like literally going for the gut. And, like, wanting to say, like, but, like, as chill as possible, try to say the meanest thing.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not yelling.
And then
the femme's just, like, raising her voice.
The femme is yelling and saying crazy shit. It's so funny. It was just nice that it felt like a very... Yeah.
We were, like, community thing.
Yeah.
Like, oh, everyone's doing this?
We also talked about how I sometimes go to Palm Springs, or I used to when we were... Or I go to Orange, where my parents live.
You go to your parents.
I go to my parents when, like, we fight.
Yeah.
And this girl that I had met that night kept saying, she kept coming up to Cammie and I being like, are you going to go to your parents tonight? Like, seeing if we were fighting. It was hilarious.
That is so funny.
But it was just nice to have, like, as we start meeting new couples, like, I feel like we're not even just couples, but queer people.
Yeah.
I feel like we're really in like a new queer people meeting phase of our life. It's just cool to see that everyone wants to talk about relationships and like it feels like everyone's trying to figure out if what they have is normal, if their timeline is like
Everyone doable. Loves to compare. And comparison 100%. Can be dangerous, but it can also be so healthy. It's the same thing 100%. Of like labels. Sometimes labels get you too hung up on specifics and who you're meant to be and what you are. But sometimes it makes you feel so at peace and not alone.
Totally.
And I feel like that's the same thing with talking about couples. And I feel like usually we're only talking about relationships and stuff with like straight couples.
Right. So it doesn't always translate.
Yeah. It's like it's not the same.
Right.
There are a lot of differences in dating a woman and not yes. being a straight couple. It's like that can be so different. So being around all these people who have either been in long relationships or are in long relationships.
Yeah.
Being like, oh my God, we do that too.
Dude, you know what I would love? I would love to find a group of lesbians
yeah.
that are the less femme lesbian in the group but aren't like fully mask.
Yeah. You want to find a group of chapsticks?
I want to find a group of chapsticks.
Support group?
A support group, because what happens is in chapstick peepees, chap peepee sticks, tell me if you agree, it feels like when you are the less femme person in the relationship, you don't get to be like the girlies. Like whenever it's like, oh, we're doing a girls' day, it's like it's the femmes.
When
it feels
that
like.
Happened to you?
It happens when, let me tell you, it happens when straight people are involved.
Yes.
That's when it hits me.
Yeah. But it's
when
like,
it's like the girlfriends.
Totally. Well, it's also been really hard for you because your whole situation is you have a group of guy friends that are your best friends.
Yeah.
So you are one of them. It doesn't matter that they're the guys, but then the girlfriends are the girlfriends. So they're like,
but then the guys
too close with the guys to be included in here. But then you get separated.
But then the guys also have
but you guy just in general
with
lesbian
other
friends in general, though, that won't happen. You know what I mean? You
no, don't but need I a specifically want, you want the chapsticks. I do. I want my support group because I want to be the slightly less femme, not slightly in our case, obviously, but like the less femme person in the relationship, but not the fully mask because yeah. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like we could help each other on a lot of things.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say. I'm okay, trying to
so
find my people.
So you need to rally chapstick lesbians, nation. But they have to be dating people that are femme.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm looking for a very specific group.
You have to be in a relationship.
For my study.
Do they have to be in a relationship or just date femmes?
For the first iteration of this, I'd like them to be in a relationship.
Okay, so we are looking for this casting call.
Casting call.
Chapstick lesbians who are dating femmes. Mm-hmm. And that's about it.
That's going to be it.
And maybe live in the Los Angeles area.
No. No. This can be an online community.
Okay, great.
Chappies.
Yeah.
Chaperones. Do you know that artist?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about them.
Would you like to play some songs?
No. Would you like to play some songs?
Would you like to play some songs?
I just feel like suddenly everyone's talking about Chapel Roan.
Yeah.
Are they new?
I feel like they just like recently really popped off.
What's the vibe? Queer pop?
You haven't listened to anything?
I'm it's probably something that has happened in
I'm sure you
without could. Noticing it.
After this, we'll do a little like discography listen.
All right. The weather's finally getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to summer dresses and skirts. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul, without spending a fortune, of course. Luckily, I found Kints, and I've been loving the cotton cashmere ribbed sleeveless midi dress and the 100% washable silk skirt for a while now. I get endless compliments on it, and it's been really easy to dress up and dress down. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. And the best part of all is Kints items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. As well as this, Kints only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, which you know I love and care about. Get warm weather ready with Kints. Go to kints.com/stayingup for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's QUINCE.com/stayingup to get free shipping and 365-day returns. kints.com/stayingup.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Can we jump into this week's what's the word? Topic.
Yeah.
Toppy. Let's jump into this toppy.
Let's jump into the toppy.
Okay, so last week, obviously, we gave dating advice because we have a lot of friends who are newly single. We have a lot of the PP community out there newly single. But then we realized that it's not all about just getting back out there and dating again. Mm-hmm. Being single can be so awesome. And we, one of our friends who's newly single, we were saying how even though she was dating a wonderful person, she kind of like lost herself within that relationship a little bit.
Yeah.
And now she, a lot of times, whether it was a good, bad breakup, whatever, you kind of jump back into like, who am I?
Yeah.
What do I like?
Yeah.
And it's been really fun to see her like be back.
100%. It's like the most, it's what I imagined it would feel like if like your kid was going through a time and then gets out of the phase and is like, you're like, that's my guy.
Yeah, that's my little guy.
That's it. But it feels weirder to see it. It feels weirder to see it with a friend because you're like,
yeah,
you're a peer to me. Like, yeah. I can't tell you to like, hey, I mean, I can tell you you're not being yourself, but there's also an aspect of like, hey, if you're dating somebody that I just don't think is good for you, but you're really happy, I can't. That's on you. I can't.
I think that's a really hard balance, actually, of you want to be honest with your friends.
Yeah.
And like I've dated in the past and then being out of those relationships, have had friends be like, thank fucking God.
Yeah.
You're finally out of that. And I was like, why did you not say something to me?
Yeah.
One, it's not their job to. But I think it's a really hard place to be in as a friend of like, okay, but you say you're really happy.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really seem like happy version of you to me, but it might not be the person. So where do I like, how do I know when to step in on those friendships?
Yeah.
Like, do you have advice for anyone going through that of their friends dating someone that they're maybe like, ugh, not to sidetrack our topic. I just think that's an interesting thing.
Yeah. I think one, if someone is dating someone that is like noticeably abusive, like actually bad for them, like a toxic person, obviously say something. There's like no question not to hold that in.
Yeah. But I think even that, if you are worried that you might lose your friendship for a minute,
yeah,
it's worth it to protect them.
Yeah.
Like maybe they won't wake up right then, but you know you did everything, and then they'll probably come back to you in the end.
Yeah.
But totally. I mean like the relationships where it's like, this just doesn't seem like the right fit for you, but also you say you're happy and...
I think the closer you are to this person, mm-hmm. probably the more like duty you have to this person to tell them something. I think like your lifers, you should probably have that conversation. Yeah. But as far as like how to bring it up, I would almost wait. I know it sounds... I'm thinking this through as I'm saying it, but like I might wait until a door opens to have that conversation. Like if they're in a fight, if they're like, you just hung out with them and it's like clear that like that felt funny. Yeah. I think then there's a way to be like,
out of the blue.
Yeah. Like, hey, like I don't want to whatever, but I noticed X, Y, and Z. How do you guys feel like you are as a match? Like, do you feel well suited? Do you feel da da da? Like more going in it with curiosity.
Yeah.
And then sharing your opinion once it feels like it's a welcome.
Yeah. Less of an unsolicited opinion and more of asking them questions. And maybe I like that approach of like making them think about it.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of times people can go on autopilot or gaslight themselves and be like, no, this is good.
Yeah.
No, I am happy.
Yeah.
Where if they're not having it mirrored back to them in any way, they won't realize it. So just being like, oh, like, did that make you feel anything? Like, oh, I noticed so-and-so said this, like, or like, was that okay?
Yeah.
I like that that approach. Like kind of just probing and asking questions and being more focused on what their thoughts are on it instead of your own opinion.
Because they might honestly come out the other end of it and be like, or their response to those questions might be, Yeah, you know what? I actually didn't think that we were well suited and sometimes wonder if like our personalities kind of clash, but I really love that they push me in this way and this way. And like, you might learn something that you're not expecting
totally
to like, as to why they're pushing through the not good matches.
Yeah.
But it's, that doesn't mean they're always going to take it, right? It's like, we've had a, I can think of a relationship in our life that like we were, I was flat out being like, this is not the person for you. Like, mm-hmm. to the point where it became like a joke. Mm-hmm. And she didn't even care. She was like, I'm going to keep riding and just figure it out on my own. And it's like, okay, that I'm just glad I had my, said my word.
Yeah.
Did my little piece.
At least I can be happy that I was as transparent as I could be with my friend.
Do you have any thoughts on that?
No, I like everything that you've said there. I think that's a really good approach. I really like just kind of being like a sounding board for them, or making it clear that you're willing to talk about these things, that they like can open up to you, that they don't have to pretend like everything's great. So if they are happy and they want to keep saying that, great.
Yeah.
I'm not going to pry, but I'm going to keep bringing stuff up to be like, how are you with this? Oh, is that okay?
I'm going to push that for 1 second, because you said that you always wish people would have said it to you in one of your relationships and like gone out of their way to be like, what's going on? But you weren't open. Like, you didn't make it clear to people that they could have those conversations with you.
Yeah.
So how do you wish it with how you were?
I mean, I think in general, I can be hard to open up on my own. I have to be asked the question.
Yeah.
So even, I mean, same like you just said, even if somebody brought that up and was like, oh, I've kind of noticed this, like, are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just asking me questions would have made me, one, feel safer to let it out and then think about it myself, because mm-hmm. I for so long was queen of suppression.
Mm-hmm.
So even if I like in front of the person would have been like, no, it's fine, I think I would have went home and kind of mulled that over a little bit more, because it would have given me mm-hmm. even the allowance to speak to myself about it.
Yeah,
and that would have been really powerful. And then just to have people's opinions, because obviously everyone's different of why they might say in a bad relationship. But I was like really gaslighting to myself of like, no, that is good.
Yeah.
Or, okay, this isn't great, but, you know, that's probably just the best it can be, or what. Like, I really lied to myself a lot.
Yeah.
And I think even hearing anyone say something differently would have been like, oh my God. I think it wouldn't have taken a lot to snap me out of that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I totally wish people would have said, I'm not upset that anyone didn't, though. I don't think that's.
Who do you want to teepee?
Really?
Tell me. Let's get them.
All my best friends. No, I'm just kidding.
I get that. I think that it makes me, we've all been there where it's like, you just don't know what to say or how to say it, but you know your friend feels off.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe another approach in is like telling your friend that you notice that they seem a little bit different, not.
Don't make it about
the relationship. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, like, you've seemed less like silly when we've hung out, or like, hey, when we're in groups, I feel like you're on your phone a lot more.
And
I notice like you're texting this person or like whatever. And mm-hmm. I don't know, is anything going on? Like, I just want to check in with you, see if anything's like changing your life, like whatever.
Yeah.
And they will probably walk themselves in to realize that like the only thing that is constantly impacting them is their relationship.
Totally.
And hopefully it's like in tech, not tech, any job, where they're like, managers should coach people instead of manage them. Mm-hmm. It's like, help them walk their way into their answer mm-hmm. instead of answering it for them.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, I like that. I think kind of bring it back to our subject today. It's funny when you get out of those clearly wrong relationships.
Yeah.
It almost feels like a veil has been lifted and you do come back to yourself so much.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've been on the end of that, being that person, and then seeing my friends do it. And I think it's such a powerful feeling. I think breakups can be really empowering.
Yeah.
And it's a bummer that obviously it hurts so much sometimes that you can't really see how exciting it is. But I've had some of my best moments
mm-hmm.
right post-breakup, whether mm-hmm. I was heartbroken or not, being like really getting back to myself.
Yeah.
And there's something just so fun about that. Like, even being silly with yourself again, or just like being forced to think, what do I want right now?
Yeah.
Like, you can get in such a routine with your significant other that when you're just faced with yourself and maybe your friends are busy and you have to be like alone
yeah.
and think, what do I want to do right now?
Yeah.
unfortunately, a lot of times in a breakup, it's like, I just want to sulk and be miserable.
Yeah.
But other times you're like, I want to go do this hobby I haven't done in a while.
Totally. Yeah. So what we were wanting to just riff on a little bit today is that we asked our top PPs in our Discord channel, which is the channel that's only Discord is available to everyone. But we asked the top PPs, which is in the bedroom. I'm saying crazy shit right
our
now.
Our Patreon PPs.
Whatever. We asked
our private chat.
People in the private chat.
You got it, baby. What
we should talk about. And the multiple of them were like, yo, this is where we need advice. Like,
yeah, it's chat. Like, I think in general, people are.
Do I sound crazy?
No, not at all. Not at all. I think people are just like, how do you be alone?
Yeah, how do you
be happy alone? How do you kind of embrace that? And I think that applies to everyone. I don't think it's just after breakup. I don't think it's in those days you're single days. In my case.
Holy fuck, Camden. That's crazy. In that glorious 24-hour period where you're single.
I think in my whole life I've been single for like a couple months. That's so funny. But I think it also is in a relationship.
Yeah.
Like – even I forget where you were the other night, but I had to be alone in the house and I was like,
I had to be alone.
I was like, what should I do? Like,
I was at softball.
You were at softball. Were you?
Yeah.
And I was
isn't
like,
that crazy that I know the one night I was away from you for 2 hours. That's
but I was so... like, I don't really have anything to watch on TV without you.
Yeah.
Because we watch everything together and I don't want to like start something and you're like, I wanted to watch that or whatever. So I was like, what do I do now?
What'd you do?
I don't remember. What did I do? But I remember being like, this is kind of silly.
I don't remember what you said you did. Did you puzzle?
No, I didn't puzzle. What the heck did I do? It wasn't very long.
Yeah.
Because I was also out to dinner with a friend prior and I got home. And it was such a quick amount of time. But I just remember being like, this is so silly. Like, I'm just...
Not you being alone for an hour being like, I'm cookie girly, silly girl.
But it's just funny because I feel like we're both vocal in what we want to be doing.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'm like, I won't say I don't care what I want to do if I actually care. Like, I'm never like fishing or I'm never doing that. But whenever you don't have another person to make the decision with you or for you and be like, what do I want to do now?
Do I
cook? To do a face mask?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think like let's start with being alone / single. Like how to be single. Like what are your thoughts there? What are two things that someone could do during that time in their life that would be like worthwhile?
I think you really lean in on a hobby, whether you already have a hobby or a sport or whatever that you love. Or if you want to do something new, like embrace that time to do it. It's also such a good way to meet new friends or people, whatever.
Yeah.
I think like going kind of shaking up your routine.
Yeah.
And realizing, like I said, what am I doing because it was my habit and what am I doing because I like it?
Yeah.
And just spend a couple minutes writing down like, what do I like to do? What brings me joy? Is it cooking?
Yeah.
Is it hiking? Is it working out? Is it a pottery class? Whatever. It could be the smallest, but it could be reading.
Yeah.
I don't care what it is, but I think just thinking about those hobbies that we put off and we go, I don't have time for that.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, well, you probably had a date night once a week with your significant other. Save that time to go take yourself on a date.
Yeah. Take yourself is awesome.
Yeah. And I'm somebody who I don't love going out and doing activities alone. I'm not the person who's like, I want to go out to eat alone. Mm-hmm. If I was doing that, it would be to just like push myself out of my comfort zone. I don't think I would actually enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's not my thing.
But I think pushing yourself out of your comfort zone is worth it, even if you might not enjoy it.
But that's something I know. I know I'm not going to want – like I know I don't want to go eat dinner alone. I'd rather – in my mind, I'm like, okay, what could I do instead? I'd rather look up a recipe and spend 2 hours in the kitchen.
Totally.
Making some – like a really beautiful meal for myself, by myself. Like
beautiful.
That. Yeah.
What's a beautiful meal to you?
I don't know. Whatever I cooked, it's going to be beautiful.
That's cute.
But I think that to me would bring joy. But it's something I don't make a lot of time for.
Yeah.
And don't necessarily do. So it's like, oh, I should do this. This is really special. And I think cooking is a good way to like ground yourself.
Yeah.
Going outside or making something with your hands. And then the idea of like making something that you then consume.
Yeah.
There's something so powerful about that to me.
Yeah.
But I think just like leaning into a little hobby and hobbies that really fill you up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. The times that I've been single and I felt that it has been...
The hours. How many hours in your life? Crazy
3 hours of my life.
When I was 3 years old.
But one way I would ideally think about it and have in short stints and really liked it is like thinking of being single at not as you're without. Like, it's so often that people think, oh, I'm single right now, you know, I'm just looking for my next thing. Mm-hmm. It's like a state that is meant to not last. And mm-hmm. you think of it as like, oh, it's just I lost something. Yeah. And I need to wait until I go get the next thing. Like, yeah. as if being alone is literally just like a transitory state until you get to be with someone again.
Yeah.
And I think that is not a super healthy way always to look at it. And mm-hmm. I also think that's super dependent on age. It's like, if you become single when you're 40, maybe you will feel that way because yeah. you've had that your whole life and you're like, okay, I know that that's what I want or need totally. Or whatever. But when you're like 20s, definitely 20s, but like maybe even early 30s and single, like I would challenge anyone to push it. I would push anyone to think of it more as a place of like, I get to be single right now. Like, yeah,
it should be a gain, not a loss.
Like it is a gain. There's yeah. so few times in your life
yeah.
that you are going to get to be single if you end up with someone in the yeah. future. If
and
you
have like
want
no
to
responsibility.
Totally.
Like, obviously, a good, healthy relationship, you work together and you have that freedom.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you still have a responsibility. Even yeah. if it is very free, very open and easy, it's yeah. like that is still somebody that you are need to let know where you are or totally. Whatever it may be. There is a sense of freedom whenever you don't have that and you are an adult. Like
yeah.
you aren't living with your parents.
Yeah.
You are just, you can do anything. And totally. That's really nice and special.
In the same way that when you get into a relationship, you're mourning the loss of your freedom.
Yeah.
You're still gaining another person and new experiences or whatever. So it's like, if you're losing a relationship and gaining your freedom back, like focus on the fact that you're gaining something. Like you yeah. really are. And or if you've never been in a relationship, so you're like, okay, well, I've never gained anything. I didn't like get freedom back. It's like, okay, what are things that you like, make it into a challenge. What if you said, I'm going to spend 2 months learning about myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to learn as much as I can about myself. The same way that if I was to get into a relationship, I would spend those first 2 months learning everything about this other person.
Yeah.
It's like, what would it look like if I spent 2 months being like, who am I? And what do I like? And what don't I like?
Mm-hmm.
And just make it into like a little experiment for yourself. Like there's,
yeah.
I don't know. I just think that people are so scared to be single and it does suck because a lot of times when you are single, it was after a bad time. Like it yeah. was like a bad thing that happened or
it's hard
heavy
to see it
or
as
whatever.
A positive sometimes.
But it's like, bro, you're stuck with yourself for the rest of your entire life. You have no one else that you are more stuck with than you.
Yeah.
Because when you're in your car alone, your partner and your kids and nothing have no say. It's you in your little head. And like, there's no more worthwhile thing to do than to learn about yourself and like yourself and
yeah.
learn what you don't like or learn what things you don't like about yourself. And being single is the best way to figure that stuff out, I feel like.
Yeah. I think people forget that they have to learn about themselves. I
yeah.
think we're with ourselves. We've always been with ourselves and we think we just know.
Yeah.
And I think we forget that we might try something new and like it or hate it or whatever.
Yeah.
Or force ourselves to want a new food, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
I think we forget that we have to get to know ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that we have to get ourselves to open up to ourselves. Like,
totally.
It sounds kind of kooky to be like, well, let me learn about myself. But we don't know all these things. And we're constantly changing and evolving.
Yeah.
It's like you have so much time to understand who you are. And that's only going to make you a better partner. If your goal is, if you yeah. are that one track mind person, like I want to be in a relationship. Or if you're just someone like I enjoy being in a relationship. I used to get mad and feel like judged if someone was like, oh, you're like serial monogamous. But I like that.
Yeah.
I do enjoy being in a relationship. I find it very comforting. And I feel like I'm very good at remembering who I am in a relationship now. Like it's a muscle I flexed and figured out how to be me and feel me.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I feel like every day I learn something new about myself where yeah. if you're single, it's that should be a really special time to learn those things. And we forget yeah. about it.
I'm always reminded like how nice it is to know yourself and how much room there is to continue to get to know yourself whenever we go to dinner with new people. And yeah. and I imagine people would feel this way on like first dates where someone asks a simple question like, oh, how many siblings do you have? And then, yeah, two. And are you close to your brothers? And then you kind of have 1 second to be like, am I close with my brother? Like you have that thought.
What's the answer here?
Where you're like, and then you start talking and you like learn as you talk. It yeah. feels like even something so built in as like how close you are with your family or like, what do you do for work?
I know this answer, right?
Yeah. Like what do you do for work? What's a normal day look like for you for work? And you're yeah. kind of like, well, I... go and like you fall into it.
It's so like subconscious. You don't really think about these totally. Things about yourself so much.
And so it's like, I don't know, to me being single is such a fun time to be able to be like, I'm gonna know those answers about mm-hmm. myself. And like, instead of going to dinner with someone else and asking them those questions, I'm gonna bring my journal to dinner yeah. and I'm gonna say, am I close to my family? And then
that's cute. I like
be
that.
Like, okay.
How do I feel here?
Yeah. yeah. And like ask yourself the questions you would ask on a yeah. first date.
I like that. I also yeah. feel like that's kind of the key to being confident.
Mm.
The more you know yourself.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because once you know yourself, you can then either make peace with who that is or know the areas you want to work on.
Yeah.
It's the same thing about, I say this a lot, but when you're coming out, it's so much easier to come out when you feel good with who you are and mm-hmm. feel secure with your sexuality
mm-hmm.
because then you're not so worried about other people's inputs.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing. If you really know yourself and spend that time with yourself,
yeah.
you're going to feel so confident.
Totally.
Even if there's stuff that you want to change, the self-awareness makes you feel so known by yourself and comfortable sharing that knowing with other people.
Totally.
Where I feel like when people are super self-conscious, it comes from not knowing what's under their skin, not right. understanding who they are. So they're like, who do I show here?
Yeah.
What parts of me are acceptable in this?
Totally.
What, yeah, like, that's what a great do point. I think?
It's like people at a party, people that know that they like a party mm-hmm. can go and vibe out. Mm-hmm. People that know that they don't like a party can still go and vibe out because they're there being like,
yeah,
this isn't for me. I'm just gonna kind of have the yeah. chips over here, and sometimes you meet those people at a thing, and you're like, you don't want to be here, but you're good.
Yeah.
Like you're good that you don't want to be here. It's like,
yeah.
just the confidence of knowing who you are is awesome. That's why I love Q's Day, because I feel like it makes mm-hmm. me more confident because I'm constantly being asked questions that I'm like learning about like, what I think.
You have to be yeah. so introspective, even if it's not about you, and people are asking you questions. You're like,
totally.
What are my thoughts on this? What are my experiences with this thing, even if it's not super direct?
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a really powerful thing. And I think it's a really special thing that we really take for granted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's being single. And then I think we can wrap up just by thinking about how to kind of be alone and continue to learn yourself while you're not single. Like, what does that look like for us? And I think,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I think you and I need to continue to push each other to like have alone time with ourselves and with our friends
yeah.
and, you know, not always have to do everything together, yeah. even though that is what we would prefer because we love each other and yeah. like we're life partners and all the things. But like,
what would you say the thing, if you were giving me advice on a thing I can do to embrace being with yourself. Myself and being around myself, like what would that be? And we'll do vice versa.
I think that, so this actually doesn't even have to do with you as much as it does like you being with me versus you being with your friends.
Uh-huh.
But I think that your friends really love being with just you is one thing I like. Obviously, I know they love me, but I also know that your friends love going to dinner with just you. Like they love your point of view on things. They love to get your advice.
Getting, like,
they love to like, they love one-on-one time with mm-hmm. you. And I feel like you're a lot happier when you are getting one-on-one time with your friends as well. And I think that since our friendship groups have molded so much,
yeah.
we're very quick to be like, could just come to dinner. Come on. But I do think that you gain confidence when you get to go have your own thoughts and yeah. your own conversations and your own whatevers without me.
Yeah.
So I guess I would just say that's like, you don't always have to invite me to things. I will always say yes. And I'm just because I love it and I love our friends and I want to be there.
Yeah.
But I do think that like there are some.
It's good to make time for your own friends. And
But you making time for your own friends is good for you individually too.
Yeah. No, I get that. That was a very interesting perspective that I literally feel like I just learned about myself in you saying that. Because I'm like, yeah, you know what? I do feel confident after those times. And I do feel like it's good to just share my because it's not like when we're together, I'm trying to share our opinion. I think when our friends ask us advice, sometimes we disagree. And we're like, oh, no, I think this. But it's still somehow a package deal in a sense where, yeah, interesting.
What's yours for me?
I think just doing more of what you know that you love, whether I'm there or not. It's like the other day when you went to go to the golfing range with everyone, obviously they were closed and you didn't get to go, but I know you love that so much. Like, I'm excited to go take golf lessons with you and do all of this, but I might not always want to go, or if I start not liking it.
Oh no, she's already bailing on golf.
I'm not bailing. But if I were to, it needs to not stop you from doing the thing that I know that you are enjoying doing.
100%.
Yeah. And it's like, and that's healthy for a relationship because like, I don't want to feel pressure to go if I don't want to go. If that's not what's good for me in the moment. Like, obviously life is, relationships are compromised where you're going to do things for me that I know you don't want to do and vice versa.
Yeah.
But it can't be the only time. Like,
totally.
Everyone needs their own little things. And I think that maintains a healthy relationship with yourself and your partner of like, hey, babe, I really want to go do this thing. And it's like, I know you don't want to come, but I still need to go.
Oh no, we're telling each other to be away from each other.
Not at all. I just, but yeah, in a sense, no, it's funny because I enjoy when you're around so much more. Every experience I have is better when you're there. And even though it's better, like you said, yeah, I am still getting something out of those one-on-one times to hang with friends.
Yeah, it's like
that
not
you
about...
have to be able to like see yourself in that light and remind yourself that, because I think we are both very secure in who we are as individuals. Mm-hmm. And that shows when we're with people, like we're very independent. Like, I just think we're very good at that.
Yeah.
So it's hard to remember to take space.
Yeah.
Because I feel confident when you're around. I feel good. I feel happier. I feel sillier with you there.
Yeah.
But you do need to be reminded that you are a sole individual. And it is necessary to take that time and take that space. And I think it's easier sometimes in different relationships when people have like clear, obvious interests. Like, we just like each other and we like doing the same thing generally and really enjoy that. But yeah, I think it's – maybe for us, I think advice, this is going to get all flipped back. We're not giving them advice anymore. Advice for us would be like, maybe we pick one night a week that's like our
go do
your thing. And it's like, okay, it's Wednesday. I'm going to – and that way it's easier if someone's like, hey, let's grab dinner. What night are you free?
Uh-huh.
It can be
like – I'm always free Wednesdays.
Yeah, it's like Wednesday is my night that I go and hang out with people or you go do a thing. And it's okay if we don't do it, but it's like that is the day that we try to schedule
– I'm down with that.
– separate things.
I'm down with that.
And I think it'll make it easier if we're both doing separate stuff.
Yeah.
And not one of us is home because then we're like, I'm bored at home. Come home.
Yeah. I'm down with that. I'm totally down with that.
Yeah, that might be a good, healthy way for us to have a little more balance.
To summarize, being single is not a loss. It is a gain.
Yeah. And being in a relationship doesn't mean you have to lose your freedom.
Yep.
You can find like a really good balance in that with your partner.
And when you're single, fall in love with yourself.
Yeah.
Date yourself. Get to know yourself. Even make yourself better for a relationship. Like, you can work on how you are as a partner while you're single.
Yeah.
And
100%.
If you're in a relationship, just, you know,
try to
spend a little time apart.
Yeah.
But not too much. Just a little bit.
Just a little.
Okay, we have a listener.
We do.
Question. Yeah. Are you sad?
No, not at all. You brought up golf and I was like, I do want to go hit balls after this. Do you want to go?
I got to edit this. So you go.
No, I have to work.
Hit balls by yourself.
Whatever. Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is a story time.
This is a story time.
Subject line. She slept with a man in my sister's bed. Your face.
Well, I'm just like, who is she?
Anyway, this is awkward. I made a draft to send to you when I was upset, but I never sent it. Now I'm happy and content, so I'm not as angry anymore. But I still think it's a funny story, so I'm sending it to you anyway.
Wait, that's so therapeutic.
Yeah.
To like, if you guys are going through it and you just need to like write a letter,
yeah,
just draft an email to us.
The best.
You don't have to send it.
You don't have to send it.
And then when you feel good, send that on over.
Give
That's
us that
cute.
Little intro and send okay. away. Okay. So I had this really bad and kind of humiliating crush on this girl. Let's call her Frankie. I would like to put it out there again that I am over it. Anyway, she knew that I liked her because everyone told her, and also I told her, and I made it very obvious. I would make very big gestures all of the time. I spent so much money. It's not even funny. Anyway, she was getting distant and shady, but I was so delulu, I didn't care because she told me there wasn't anything to worry about. Classic, right? Moving to Thanksgiving, we decided to have a Friendsgiving. That's your first issue.
Those are crazy.
Don't do that.
We're scarred.
The first one was fine. And then we thought, why not have a part two where we invite some friends over from the town?
That's fun.
I love that, from the town. My house was free. We went shopping for food. Everything was good. One of the girls in our group wanted to invite this guy she was talking to and his friends. I didn't think anything of it. I was just here for the ride. Well, we have our fun and whatnot, and it's time for them to go home. I have to drive everybody home, and while I'm driving, they get a text from a friend, from the friend that invited them, saying, ask if you can come back and stay the night.
Oh, God.
Okay, so the girl that invited all those guys over is
she's
then...
She's at the house.
Yes.
And she's... Why does she even have to drive them home? Like, do Ubers not exist in this town?
This girl's...
It sounds like a Hallmark movie. They're like, in part of the town.
Our PB's doing far too much work.
Yeah, she's so sweet. She's like, I will drive my friend's guy she's seeing and all his friends home.
Yeah, weird. Okay.
I'd be like, no, call an Uber, call a taxi.
Yeah.
Whatever you got to walk.
Okay. So she says, I have couches and mattresses. So I said, sure. I shouldn't have said sure. Two of the four guys fell asleep on the couch. Okay. One friend was in my room and the other in a different room with her male friend. When I was going to bed, I saw the last guy of the four sitting on my sister's twin size bed, and I was very confused. Twin sized is capitalized.
Okay.
Then I see Frankie.
Her little ass bed.
I don't know. I spit on the microphone. Then I saw Frankie walk in and give me an oh shit look. I get the vibe that I need to leave, and so I do. And I go to bed and cry because I'm not dumb. They were all over each other all night, but I didn't want to believe it because I was dumb and blind and low-key had no self-worth.
No, honey.
Waking up, I find a condom in my bathroom trash, a man in my sister's bed cuddled up with a stuffed animal, and Frankie with a massive hickey on her neck. I was so pissed. Who told you it was okay to sleep with some rando in an 11-year-old's bed.
That's disgusting.
That's actually fucking gross.
I'd be pissed. I'd be pissed at my friend even if I didn't have a crush on this person.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
No, it's her girlfriend. It's a girl she's been loving.
It's not her girlfriend. She's a crush on her.
Yeah,
it's not her
girlfriend. But whatever.
No, we can't add untrue context to that.
Yeah.
She's not cheating on her.
Okay. Yeah, fair. That is important. Okay. Yeah. I was so pissed. Who told you it's okay to sleep in an 11-year-old's bed?
Yeah, that's disgusting. What?
I was no longer sad. Now I was angry.
Honestly, good.
Honestly. I didn't talk to her for a few days. And then she asked someone if I was mad. And they told her, yes, because duh.
Yeah.
My apology I received was, my bad. That was foul of me. That pissed me off just as much. But my DeLulu ass continued to chase until I realized I deserve so much more than the shit I was getting.
Aww.
Now I have an amazing girlfriend who I love and is the best. And I'm so happy I woke up and saw that I deserved more. Anyway, my sister will never know that her poor stuffed animal had to witness that.
Ugh.
Her sheets were washed 3 times.
Thank God.
Thank you for listening to my story. I love your podcast.
Aw. I would like to know what their vibe was prior to all this. I mean, first of all, sleeping in anyone's 11-year-old little sister's bed is disgusting. And I'm also like, did you think you weren't going to get caught? Like, you're all hanging out at the house. I get that everyone's going to bed, but... And also, like, why did everyone need to come back if you guys, like, it doesn't sound like they hung out longer. It sounds like everyone actually went to bed. I get their one friend who was dating the guy wanted to bang.
It sounds like, yeah, they
but
just both wanted
to bang. But couldn't he just come home? And, like,
no,
you could be like, sure.
His friends.
I know.
I get that. That's young people shit to
sure,
do.
Sure, sure, sure. I guess. But I'm
we
just
would do
like,
that.
Yeah, whatever.
We'd
that's
be like,
fine.
Oh, come sleep over.
But I'm like, to just invite this guy into your friend's 11-year-old little sister's bed.
I just like
gross.
Even alone wouldn't want to sleep in an 11-year-old's bed.
Yeah, I'd be like, no, I'm not doing that.
That's ew, and they had sex in there.
Disgusting.
And like, imagine all her little decorations in her
little kid
room.
Ew.
That's foul. Weird. At least she used the right word when she apologized. That shit is fucking foul, bro.
I'm just curious, like, what the vibes were before, because I get that our PP made her intentions known.
Yeah.
And like her crush known, but we weren't shared any like reciprocal feelings. It was just at some point she got a little distant, and at some point she said like, nothing's wrong, don't worry. But I'm like, did we ever get any clarification that were they pursuing each other?
No, but it doesn't seem like it. But I am getting the vibe that like the girl was probably like liking it and kind of playing around with it. Yeah. Because if you know someone really likes you and then they're like, hey, you're getting distant and weird, what's up? And they're like, oh, no, nothing. No, I'm not. Like, then...
Yeah, I just feel
she's
like
taking advantage
it's
of
okay
it.
If you don't like someone back.
Yeah.
But tell them that. I know it's not fun. It's not easy. Like, that's why I truly stand by. I think people pleasers are some of the meanest people in the world because they're really just doing it because they don't want to deal with it.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not a nice thing. It's an ego thing of like, oh, I don't want anyone to be mad at me.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're just going to hurt people more like she did sleeping with this guy. And it's like, go date this guy. Do whatever you want. Sleep with this guy. But you don't need to rub it in her face before you've even said anything about like this is not gonna be a thing.
I'm a fucking loser.
Just shady. Well, I'm glad you got a wonderful girlfriend now. You deserve it. Are you okay, sleepyhead over there yawning?
Just hit me. I don't know.
Yeah. This is one of those like lessons learned. I was pining after the wrong fucking person.
I love that gross phrase, pining after.
Pining after. What does that even mean? Where does that come from? I love to know where sayings come from. Cause sometimes they really make sense. You're like, absolutely. That is 100% what it is. And then other times you're like, no, that's wrong.
Where does pining after come from?
Yeah, I need to know this. I feel like this is going to be one of those weird ones. It's going to be like, from the pine tree you used to collect the needles.
It's Middle English pinin from pine, suffering from Old English pinie, punishment, torment. From Vulgar Latin, pina, variant of Latin poena, penalty from Greek.
Okay, so it's like torture to be pining after.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, peepees, I hope this episode has inspired you all to embrace yourselves and your alone time, whether that is in a relationship or single or whatever it may be.
Yep.
I love you.
I love you.
And you need to love yourself.
And you need to love yourself. And Cammie needs to love you, and I need to love you. But you know what? We do.
You already got that. So now you just got to love yourself.
Now you have to love yourself. I love you, Cammie. I love you,
Taryn.
Cammie.
I was like, we were talking the other day about
that. Sounded funny when I said that.
Taryn calls me Cammie so much and it sounds so weird.
I call her, yeah, whatever. I call her Cammie when I'm talking about her to others, when I think that they think that she's Cammie.
Yeah.
And then I call you Cam.
They all think I'm Cammie.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I called you Cammie.
I know. I hate it. It sounds so gross. Cammie. Jesus. Blech. Anywho, love you guys.
All right.
See you next week.
All right.
Or come join us on the Patreon.
All right, Cameron.
I used to want my name to be Cameron.
It's a good name. Camden's better, but Camden's is better, really
but
good.
When I was like not... Camden was too weird to me.
Yeah.
I was like, I could be Cameron, and that's so cool. And then I could just be Cam.
And I'm going to be Tam.
Nice.
Cam and Tam.
And I'm going to be Rin.
I hate that. Ooh.
That was bad.
All right.
Okay, love you guys. Bye.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.